You're listening to Bob Leon and the truth of it all.
Good day, everybody. Hope you're doing well on this Sunday, April 28th, 2024. I just wanted to come on and say a few things. I shouldn't be too long. I made a few posts over the last few days that inspired a lot of conversations and passionate conversations, and that is good. I like to see that, and I just wanted to talk about that a bit and a few of the posts that I made in the last week, and I'll touch on most of them, I guess. First of all, it was a real pleasure meeting Dr. Byron Burdell and Dr. Bonnie Millard and Dr. Neil Carroll, and seeing Sean Buckley again the night before last. And, to hear their message and of knowledge and being courageous in these times and sharing that truth with our family, friends, and neighbors to navigate through these days and being beholden to a moral foundation. And while I appreciated all of their messages, it was really, really a breath of fresh air, to be honest with you, to see that type of leadership again, of people that are unrelenting in that. And Byron, he made a few comments there, and the reason why he stood up was for the children, not only for his children, but all children. That really always resonates with me when I meet people like that. He never hesitated, and he opposed the lockdowns wholeheartedly. Obviously, he's very well versed in understanding that was all fraud, that was an abomination, and for putting out the truth, he was abused very badly internationally, and even to this day, he has not had an apology, even though it is a proven fact that he was right on the mark with the warning he was putting out. But anyways, at the end of the day, the summation was, sharing knowledge in that, but not living in fear of today, because we survived a very brutal time in Canada. And those of us that were steadfast in opposing that refused to do anything to follow a very abusive government, provincially and federally. We are more well-versed for the next round. So anyways, everybody knows today where I stand, and I shared it in that group of just sounding the alarm, like I sounded the alarm throughout the last few years of people that have a platform that are trusted, that to be careful that the political operatives don't come along and sabotage their initiatives and their endeavors and deflect them away from, holding responsible the entire political establishment, Liberals, Conservatives, NDP, and Bloc Québécois in Canada, and then the UCP and NDP here in Alberta. And I understand last night in Didsbury that was happening, that the Take Back Alberta group was working diligently. And also a doctor, Dr. Gary Davidson, is promising some action on the Alberta government's part in dealing with Alberta Health Services. But I don't hold my breath with that, Mr. Davidson, at all. I've been hearing that for a long time. And I know he was very beholden to Jason Kenney right up to the end. Yes, he did good things and he sounded the alarm through COVID, but understand something, that when you are absolutely loyal to the conservative power structure, when your wife is trying to be a senator, and you're pouring cold water on the fact today that people are being abused very badly by this regime here in Alberta, and promising that eventually they're going to get to it, that is a failure. And so I'll leave that there. So in regards to Jeff Colvin and Blaine Funk, Stephen Hanley, and Mel Foat. And the great thing they're doing and trying to shine a light on that absolute corruption of the city of Chestermere at the hands of former bureaucrats, employees, and council and mayors. The millions of dollars of stolen tax money, the hush money paid out, the criminal activities that played out in that city. Anyone trying to pour cold water on that, you're on the wrong side. So I urge everyone to continue following Jeff and his team. And like I said in my post, I will be hosting them in Camrose as soon as possible, and to help them along, and also sharing the evidence that comes forward and sharing it far and wide. So anyone that's pouring cold water on that, it's, you know, the UCP and the NDP both are complicitly guilty in that, and they have done nothing. In fact, the UCP went above and beyond protecting, hiding, sweeping that under the rug, that Rick McIver, the Minister of Municipal Affairs, and by association, the Alberta government, are guilty in that. And it's rather shocking that people, these influencers, political influencers, these political operatives that are pouring cold water on that and ignoring the fact that Rick McIver's brother-in-law is one of the former mayors. It's astounding. And then as to the Axe the Tax rallies, the sharing of Pierre Poilievre's poster, this is a full conservative campaign now. And as to the UCP operatives attending these Axe the Tax rallies in Alberta, data mining with petitions, that's all that is, neglecting to inform people, any leadership there, continuing to neglect to inform all those participants at those rallies, that in fact it was the UCP government, sorry, the PC government, Progressive Conservative Alberta government, 13 years before Notley was on the scene in Alberta, 13 years before Trudeau was on the scene, that the PC government of Alberta implemented carbon taxes, laid the foundation to what we're living through today. So if you want to allow a UCP operative to data mine off these backs of these people that don't understand this betrayal, go for it. As I said to a friend, one of the leaders, what I said to Modrey, Dennis Modrey, when he turned the Alberta Prosperity Project into an absolute campaign machine for the UCP, I said, now you are marching Albertans down a dead-end road to their demise. But everyone else, go ahead, knock yourself out, rally away. If you think that helps, and if you think that's helps you and your spirit and connecting with people, go for it. But just know that everyone driving by honking is honking at Justin Trudeau, only half of the betrayal of what you're rallying against. But do what you will. In my opinion, that's just a distraction. That's all that is. And it's an absolute campaign vehicle for the savior of Canada, when there'll be no such thing. There'll be no axing of anything. And I just wanted to talk about another distraction of the World Health Organization International Health Treaty Amendment. It's something I spoke to the other evening at the end of the presentation. The damage is done. Even without that amendment, the Alberta Health Act, as it reads today, this is a quote, this is how it reads today: during a declared state of public health emergency, medical officers of health and the chief medical officer of health retain final decision-making authority for orders impacting a specific person, persons, or a specific public place. Where the medical officer of health determines that a person or group of people engaging in the following activities could transmit an infectious agent, they could prohibit the person or group of persons from engaging in the activity by order for any period and any conditions that the medical officer of health considers appropriate. Engaging in the occupation, of the person or group of people, having contact with any person or group of people, attending school, regarding vaccinations. A health practitioner who performs vaccinations shall comply with the most recent version of a vaccine schedule published by the chief medical officer or that is identified by the chief medical officer as being mandatory. And again, January 2024, months ago, the COVID-19 vaccines were added to Alberta Health Services' vaccination schedule for children and babies over 6 months. Daniel Smith and the Alberta UCP government are lying. They are flat out lying. Mr. Gary Davidson, where are you on this one? Why aren't you demanding that this Public Health Act be amended, be repealed, and be changed immediately? Stop defending Daniel Smith, stop defending the UCP, and stand up and start defending Albertans, children included. So, under the existing WHO international treaty that Canada signed on back in 2005-2007, even without the amendment, all the WHO would have to do again is say, uh-oh, there's another pandemic, everybody, and boom, the UCP have set the stage for an unelected HS bureaucrat to lash, to lock down, and to force vaccinate Albertans. That's happened today. And so what else has happened? What else besides the original WHO international treaty? The existing World Economic Forum climate change fraud is here. It's already here. It's been here for a long time, 13 years in Alberta. The justice system has been weaponized against the people of Alberta and Canada. The land use laws, the bylaw changes, UNDRIP, the theft of our land was brought here in 2010 in Alberta. Pedophiles are being protected in Alberta and across Canada. The absolute loss of parental rights. Done. Massive corruption and tax theft is happening at all levels of government. And political prisoners remain imprisoned. What are we at now? 2.5 years? All that is already here. It's happening today. And so what else are these criminal governments and oppositions bringing forward today? Both the Liberals and the Conservatives of Canada are bringing forward censorship bills, both of them simultaneously. Bill S210 of the Conservatives and Bill C63 of the Liberals. National Digital ID is coming. February 2022, it was launched. The UCP, through the Alberta Treasury Branch, partnered with the Liberal Government of Canada, partnered with Trudeau, partnered with the Canadian Bankers Confederation, the Canadian major banks, and the World Economic Forum. Government-controlled central bank digital currency, taxpayer-funded guaranteed basic income, and now military wellness checks. So that's all happening. And everybody's, being distracted by this other political theater. It's just unbelievable, but it is what it is. I've come to terms with it. I'm not at peace with it by any stretch of the imagination, but I've come to terms with understanding that not only is Canada gone, but the more pain will be coming as all these other bars of this prison are being installed, the final bars. So my focus is, this is where I appreciated John Graff the other evening and his wife Teresa and doing what they're doing. Looking beyond that and looking to the rebuilding period, looking beyond politics, John is right there with where I'm at today, is he sees a total waste of time in trying to work with these absolute criminal political organizations that are doing this and have done this. So Sean Buckley gave a great closing remarks, and he spoke of being stuck in fear. You know, and that's the political tribalism. That's where people are at. If they feel that if they, you know, hold accountable the conservatives, then they're going to open the door for Trudeau to, you know, come back in. But they're not acknowledging where we're at today. That's what I see. They don't understand the depth of what's going on because it's not affecting them yet. One day they will. One day when it starts affecting them or their children, they'll see. And then they'll wake up, unfortunately, in a very painful way. So will I ever comply? Never, never, ever will I ever comply with an abuse of government that is abusing people. I will never comply with that. And I won't live in fear either. I do not fear what's happening. I do not fear where we're going. I believe we're heading to a very beautiful moment where we can rebuild in a very good way, and to break out of this prison of political tribalism and change the system in a very big way, where we have a voice at the table, where we can send independent representatives of our communities to the table and have a voice. And you know, when it comes to justice, these politically appointed judges, these compromised people that are so lost in doing what they're doing, that they will be held accountable to the highest order. And same with the police chiefs, and same with everyone that is, that has, you know, at this moment in time, power over Canadians. There will come a day when Canadians finally stand up and say no more. There will come a day. I'm not the only one that feels this way. I am far from it. There's many people that understand where we're at. And when push comes to shove, just like the freedom convoys, when Canadians had enough, they had enough. So, but that day is a little ways away yet. Obviously, there's too many people that are still lost and being sucked back in to this political theater. So it has to play out. And unfortunately, with that will come pain. So it's interesting. I just wanted to talk a little bit about a comment. There's a young farmer from Saskatchewan that has been pushing back on me lately. And he is, whatever is going on in his mind, he is falling into this trap also. And although the crimes against Canadian men and women and children are being acknowledged by people like that, it's the who's responsible for that evil that's never spoken about in a sustained way. Certainly not by paid political operatives, but also by those lost in the political tribalism. For either reason, the intention in doing what they do by not talking about that is to protect their side of the political establishment. And I'm talking to both the left and the right here. So rather than remaining focused on sustained pressure on the political establishment as a whole, calling out those crimes against Canadians, there's a deflection away from that in either those that are stuck in political tribalism or the paid political operatives, and know that they're there. They're out there, the Pied Pipers. So their deflection is this. What's your solution, Bob? Meaning, what political solution do I see that will save us? What politician do I believe will save us? Again, I'll say this again and again. Poilievre, Bernier, Trump, none of the above will save us. The entire establishment is compromised. Western democracies are fallen. They have fallen. As Dr. Peter McCullough said in Red Deer, Alberta, we are at war from the outside looking in. All British Commonwealth nations are the hardest hit. That's what he said. And then 2 months ago, Dr. McCullough puts out a tweet. Biden and Trump equally are pushing the COVID-19 vaccines. Warp speed was Trump's. So don't tell me that I have to get behind a politician that is of that mindset. They will not be our saviors when they're lining up people again to get jabbed by a poison. So this is where I'm at today. This is what I'm seeing. there's not even an election called yet in Canada. And here, people are already banging away, defending their side of the establishment. But I get it. I do. I was there 5 years ago. I was right there. I would have been right there beside them. And it's truly, it's embarrassing. It really is, thinking back to those days, to be that lost in political tribalism where you lose all rationality. And again, it's fear driven. It's pride. It's, you know, you really have to make a concerted effort to turn away from the truth in order to do that. And today there's many, many truths out there that should be a slap in the face to people, to slap them out of that political tribalism. When you're defending political parties that are protecting pedophiles, that are jabbing children and babies with a poison, that are keeping political prisoners in prison, that are stealing our money, when you're doing that, think about that. So the, you know, rather than sharing the evidence of Canada's betrayal or of all the actions of these criminal politicians and governments, until that happens, there won't be any meaningful solution as long as that evidence is suppressed and the atrocities suppressed. So atrocities at the hands of all the political establishment. So my solution today remains on this, focusing on sharing the evidence of Canada's betrayal. Every day I share that out, as well as advocating for men, women, and children being abused by the criminal political establishment as a whole. So please not suggest to me that the wheels of justice are moving slowly behind the political curtain. That's BS. That's baloney. And it does a disservice to all of those being abused and killed and held in prison or children sexually preyed upon today. There should be no hesitation in defending all of those people being abused in such regard. So it really is great hearing people say, now, Bob, I get it. That is the most liberating thing to hear other people say. And it took me a while, but eventually I got it also. And building a better future for our children, advocating for those being abused by governments, will never begin by supporting or working from within the very thieving, abusive, neglectful, immoral, criminal, political organizations, left or right. Supporting either side of the political establishment is supporting the equal of two evils, not the lesser of two evils, the equal of two evils. So that's all I wanted to say. And, you know, like, I still appreciate the conversations, but those of you that continue to neglect to act on all of this, doesn't matter to me if you acknowledge it. When you fail to act on it, that's your mistake. And I'll challenge you on that, just like I challenge politicians or their political operatives. So anyways, that's all I wanted to say. I hope you guys have a great rest of your Sunday and a week ahead. And yeah, we will talk to you soon. God bless you all. Thank you.